The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Sometimes people come from other places to visit the U.S. of A. and are stunned. The comfort, they say. The food. Meanwhile, we say comfort food and reveal an irrational association between our sense of well-being and what we put in our mouths. We, the comfort food people. Comfort food is what we eat when we want to feel indulged, like we're being well taken care of and allowed to bend the rules at the same time. It can't be food that's so nutritious and healthy that your only comfort comes from the righteousness of sacrificing to the gods of soft tissue regeneration and brain plasticity. Nor will it be comfort food if it's just a fast, hand-to-mouth reflexive consumption of junk food, a bag of chips, a pint of ice cream, a pizza. So many foods can delight the tongue and the lips, and yet leave the blood sugar telling you a meal is in order an hour later, even though your belly is so bloated with fat that you doubt you'll be eating again before Tuesday. There's no comfort in that. So far in my adult lifetime of comfort and kitchen tests, I have determined that the ideal comfort food for my palate and personality is ramen noodles with peanut sauce. What exactly are ramen noodles, you might ask, but don't. The peanut sauce will provide the flavor and the sense that you're nourishing yourself, something you wouldn't get if you prepared the noodles according to the package directions. Here's how I do it. Put a glop of high-quality peanut butter in a small, heavy saucepan, about as much as you'd put in a peanut butter sandwich, and stir it and smear it around over medium heat for a couple of minutes until the nutty butter is roasted. If it's too dry, add a little oil. The trick is to get it perfectly, fragrantly brown. Underdone, and your broth will taste like wet peanut butter. Overdone, well, that means you burned it. Comfort food is Pavlovian. Once you have the rituals down, the comfort will start as soon as you begin to stir the peanut butter, or maybe when you take down the saucepan. When the peanut butter is brown, add a touch of honey. It'll froth and caramelize on the spot. Pour in some water and stir it all up. Add some hot pepper to give it a bite, some grated ginger to make it exotic. Add chopped vegetables and it will turn gourmet. Some crushed garlic will make it good. Bring it to a boil. Throw in the noodles. Put on the lid. Turn off the heat. Find something else to do for 10 minutes. If you want, when you come back, you can pretend that somebody else cooked for you. Before serving, take the little aluminum and plastic Flavo pack full of MSG and whatever powders claim to make the dish beef, chicken, pork, or shrimp, and throw it away. Serve yourself the noodly soup in an oversized bowl. Settle yourself down in a favorite, comfortable spot with back support and a pleasant view. This is comfort food, remember. Cup the bowl in both hands and inhale the vapors while the soup cools. Eat slowly. Slurp a lot. Now you might think that having described all this is giving me the urge to run downstairs and start browning myself up a spoonful of peanut butter. But that would be out of the question for me and my comfort tonight. I had a bowl of popcorn for dinner. Popcorn with nutritional yeast and just a hint of curry powder. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.